Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, the Inner Sight frolics around the world. Engineer, where are you? Where's my engineer? Where's the music? Grrr. You're fired. That's what I'll do. I'll pull a Trump on her. Hey, did you hear the latest? A lot of people want Trump back. Ha ha. Inner Sight. Let's see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull a squeeze on him. Yeah, I'll do a couple of commercials first. Ha ha. How do you like that? All right. You need a good lawyer? Don't call me. Call Jimmy. 516-783-9662. That's the phone number. Civil rights. All right. Bahamundi. You can't pronounce his last name. Don't worry about it. He can't pronounce it either. All right. Oh. Kennedy Realty. Don't forget about Realty. Kennedy, you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just put up a fence or whatever. Call Mr. Kennedy. He's got enough sense to put up a fence. That's it. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. See, nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the program. Yeah, dogs. Dog food, cat food. And medical. All right, you can call Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. The worst engineer I ever had in my life. All right. My dog can do better. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch out for them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ollie, and all the others. Go an extra mile for that child. That's right. Met a couple of beautiful children today on the train. And beautiful kids. Just love my dog. And the mother gave them a couple of bucks. And they said, I want to put the money to the man, Mommy, the man. Oh, I said, thank you. You sure you got enough money?
My mommy has plenty of money. Oh, Johnny, stop that.
I thought it was Janie for a minute. Janie all grown up, going backwards. That reminds me of when Jimmy Dinigan tried to get Janie to walk backwards, see? Janie,
I want to show you a trick. Come here. I'm going to show you a nice trick. Jimmy, get away from me. I don't trust you.
I'll show you.
And you're nice to stand there now. Now, Janie, you know how to walk? Of course I know how to walk. What do you think I am, a moron? No, you're just a blind idiot. But and then Janie. Yeah, now, instead of walking forward, walk backwards. What? Yeah, just walk backwards. Don't worry, I'll watch out for you.
How are you going to watch out for me, Jimmy, when you're blind?
Don't worry, I got the feel. Now, go ahead.
And Janie starts walking back. She's walking backwards, and this goes on for about 5 minutes, you know, the whole length of the classroom. And who walks in the door? Miss Ma.
Janie, what are you doing? Jimmy's watching out.
Jimmy was nowhere to be found.
Janie, sit down. And don't walk like that anymore. Jimmy, you've got me in trouble. Wait till I'm going to tell your mother I'm going to slap you, Jimmy. Stay away from me. Just get away from me, Jimmy.
Walking backwards. All right. In a sight, some of our friends of the past, good mojo printers, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Sutton Insurance, insure your girlfriend and make sure she has a lot of money. Yeah. But make sure she leaves it to you, though. You hear about that guy insured his girlfriend and she left the money to somebody else? Yeah. He got arrested and he wound up with nothing. Couldn't even get a lawyer. All right. TuraLawCenter.com. That's some of our friends. All right. Inner Sight Follies around the world. We're supposed to have an engineer, but I don't know what happened to her. Yeah. Anyway. What else we got? Oh. Well, if she ever gets here, we'll let her do the Able News. You know. And let's see, Frolic. Oh, Monday, by the way, Monday's a holiday. I'm taking off Monday. Whoever don't like it, lump it. What does that mean, anyway? You hear that expression? If you don't like it, lump. My father used to say that to my mother all the time. And I always tried to figure out, what does that mean? If you don't like it, lump it. It sounds kind of weird, don't it? Yeah, we say that to the agencies. If you don't like it, lump it. All right, in a sight. The biting buzzard will be here. I think she's here already. Biting buzzard. All right, in a sight. Later, we got Laura and Hardy coming up with the Valentine. Yeah. Oh. All right, and we got a special thing for you tonight. Yeah, Gabriel gets a toothache. All right, Gabriel and his toothache, and we got the Red Fox. Louis should be here later if we can get an engineer in here. And let's see. What else we got? Well, I don't know if we'll have time for everything, but we'll do some honeymooner stuff. You know. Yeah, a little Valentine with the honeymoon. This is one episode that I remember. All right, in a sight around the world and you know, think of all the things that annoy people, you know. Yeah. The blowing of some people get annoyed by the blowing of the horn, you know. They get annoyed, you know. You know, and other people get annoyed. I remember one time I was going down to Carolina, see. I had this girlfriend and I just had to get away from her. I couldn't stand her anymore. You know. So I got on a bus and I went down to Carolina and we were trying to help this blind woman down there get a guide dog, see. So I'm on the bus and the bus is kind of crowded, you know. And these two women sitting across the aisle, you know, two women. I guess there weren't enough seats, I don't know. And this one woman starts crinkling paper. And she's crinkling this paper for about an hour. And the other woman was asleep, see. And all of a sudden, she woke up and she said, "What's that noise? I hear a rat. There's a rat in this bus. I'm getting out. Get me out of here." And the woman said, and the other lady says, "What is that? That's a bell. I don't like that noise. That noise scared me." And they all, and then she finally realized that this woman next to her was crinkling paper. See, and that's what it was. And she went up, and she told the bus driver. And the bus driver says, he says, "Well, what do you want me to do, lady? Lady, please sit down. I got to drive the bus, please, lady." You know, and then she went back to the seat and started yelling at this other, "Will you stop that noise? What's wrong with you? How you woke me up out of my sleep? I thought it was a rat." Cut that out now. And they finally both calmed down. And, but that was the crinkling of the paper that annoyed this one woman. See, there's all kinds of things that annoy people. You ever notice that? Some people can't stand when you grit your teeth. You know, or
the noise of the carpet or
the noise of the carpet. If you rub your foot on the carpet, see? Some people get the chills from that. I don't know what they get. They get the willies.
Or just the nerves.
What's the willies anyway? What is that?
No, the brakes.
Why do people call it the willies? I don't know. Somebody's name. But anyway. Or maybe because they knew a guy named Willie and the guy was so obnoxious.
Sure.
And pain in the ass. Anyway, we got the Red Fox coming up. I'd like to get some music for it. That would be nice. But don't count on anything in this world, let me tell you, because if you do, you're going to be gravely disappointed. That's right. I had a teacher used to say that all the time. You better do good in this class, otherwise you'll be gravely disappointed. And he was a substitute, see? And he came in, and we were all blind, and we're sitting there, you know. We didn't know who this guy was. And every 5 minutes, he kept saying, "You don't want to be gravely disappointed." And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know who says, "You want me to drink pale ginger ale?" "What? What's your name, Sonny?"
My name's Jimmy. I am trying to pound in the real parts of the grind, if you know what I'm doing.
What? How dare you curse in my classroom? You're gravely disappointed. And JD said,
"Boy, it's a good thing. It's a good thing the gravely goes with the disappointed, Jimmy. Because if the gravely was alone, you could be dead." "Oh, shut up, Janie."
Now I don't want any more nonsense. I didn't even want to come here today. I was gravely disappointed. He kept saying that. But the whole damn class, everything he didn't like, every time he didn't like something, he was gravely disappointed. Woo! All right. Forget that guy's name. I don't know what his name was. Who wants to remember his name anyway?
Hello.
Gravely disappointed. All right. You're there. How about some Red Fox music?
Okay, hold on.
You're only 3 hours late.
Not three.
Show is over.
No, it ain't. Not yet.
Go ahead, hit it. Red Fox.
Okay, hang on. Red Fox. Just wait a second.
Don't ever be gravely disappointed.
No. Here we go.
Hey, Pop, what's that fox doing in the yard shaped like a toilet?
Oh, that's the new business that me and Grady is going in, see? It's called a Don't Be Mean Machine.
What?
Don't Be Mean Machine? What's that? Well, you see, look here. Now, earlier, when you were out gallivanting around, I was out working, man. What are you talking about? Yeah, out there gallivanting with your work. Yeah, see, the fella come in, a Chinese fella, nice fella, and he sold me a franchise, see, for $25.
$25?
Yeah, look here. He says, he had this mean machine. Don't Be Mean Machine, made in China, see, and he couldn't operate it, cause his family had to go back to China and nobody here to help him. So he sold it dirt cheap, $25. See, what is that thing for? Well, you see, look here. Now when you go to the toilet, see,
uh-oh,
before you go in the toilet, You pull down your pants, see, and you put your Hoosawaza right up against the machine, and you put your $5 in, and it tells you if you got it. If you got what? You know, that thing that's going around that they made up, virus. That's it. You heard about that, didn't you, son?
Yeah, I heard about it.
What? You see, the Chinese invented the air swabber. And that's where the Don't Be Mean machine comes in.
That's
they don't
right.
want you to be mean. You got to get swabbed to make sure you ain't mean and you don't have it.
You're crazy.
Yeah, well, me and Grady are going in business, see? And we're gonna manufacture these, get them made, and put one in front of every toilet in Los Angeles. That's $5 for every swab.
Are you crazy? You're going to get locked up, man. You got to have a license for that.
Oh, we got a license, Lamont. See what it says here? Don't Be Mean Machine. Originated in China. Made for your health. What?
There you go.
You can't do that. How are you going to keep that thing clean? People putting their butt all over that.
Ew.
Oh, don't worry about that, see. We're gonna have a sprayer. Yeah. I got a fella, a Puerto Rican fella. He's going to stand there and he got the spray, and he spray every time somebody gets over there, he goes, with the spray, you know.
You're crazy. I'm not done with nothing to do with this.
Well, look here. Hey, Fred, I'm afraid I got some bad news for you.
What is it, Grady?
Well, you know the Spanish fellow with the spray? Yeah, Pedro? Yeah, that's his name. Pedro, yeah, well, he got arrested. What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They charged him with unlawful spraying of a person. What? Unlawful spraying of a person? Wait a minute. What did he spray him with? Well, he sprayed him with sangria. What?
Sangria?
Oh, no, sangria. I'm coming to join you, honey. This is the big one. I'm coming to join you with the don't be mean machine. In the sight.
Could you imagine?
Don't be mean machine. I wouldn't be surprised if one of these idiot doctors tried to set up something like that and made $5 out of every swab.
No, no. People are not going to use that one.
Made in China.
Oh,
you
oh,
never
no.
know it, people, man. People believe these
yeah,
doctors.
True.
You might have enough of them to do it.
Yeah.
You gotta be pretty
that's
stupid.
Gotta be careful.
All right, Interstate, we got Lauren Hardy coming up with the Valentine. We got Louie. Louie will be here.
Let me take a quick look and see who's on our hit list to come on air.
And let's see, what else? Oh, we got Gabriel with the toothache.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight, around the world. Yeah, well, do the Able News, and then we'll do some more crazy stuff. Go ahead, Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a including a calendar of events, columns written by... good vendors. And actually we have they have actually
fruit vendors.
Fruit vendors, that's right. They also have let's see, a personals page that boasts two marriages. We don't know if they're divorced or not, but we could find that out one day. Anyway, then you've got your free subscription that we could get. You know, and all you got to do is go online and go to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. Angela's going to kill me. I really botched that one.
All right. In a sight, I'd like to see the president force all the agencies to sign our petition.
That would be cool.
Force them. Pass a law. Hear me out. Hear me out. You know?
He's not saying
yeah.
that anymore.
Well, funny. Maybe everybody heard him out. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Heard enough of him.
No. He's reading straight from the speech. That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
he's got speech writers.
Can you imagine
now,
if Inner Sight was invited to the White House? See?
Oh, God. You'd
and Joe, you know, was in the office there, and we just went right in, and come on in, come on in. Sit down, relax. Don't worry about anything. You want to know? Ask Joe. You know? Joe is here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he said, now, look, I've been listening to the show, and I know the whole deal, and I want you to know. I'm going to do all the Inner Sight ideas. Yeah, I like
that. That would be nice.
Yeah. Starting next month, no more nursing homes.
Oh,
everybody gets put in their own apartment.
That'd
strict
nice.
Enforcement. Anybody who
there
doesn't follow it's got to answer to me. Big Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Big Joe. Oh.
And no more of this business with the schools that train the dogs, you know, without a license. From now on, they got to get a license. And they're going to pay
right.
$500 a year, and the money goes to Inner Sight, every school.
There you go.
How do you like that?
That sounds
yeah.
good.
And they better pay up or else. You ever hear that movie,
right.
Pay or Die? Well, that's Big Joe.
All right. Sounds good to me, Big Joe.
Oh,
that
gee,
big,
thanks,
big
Joe.
Joe up in the...
Now, yeah. how are we gonna enforce all this? Don't worry. I got the general from the Army if we need him. The agencies
that's
don't
nice.
Do the right thing. We're going to draft them.
The bank. Oh, even better.
That's it. We'll draft them right in the Army, and they'll have to serve. So that's it. Inner sight is in, and we're all... You know why we're so happy? Because we don't have to spend any money for this. The agencies are going to start raising the money now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Big Joe said it.
That's right.
Raise the money and help the people. I don't want to hear no more fighting with these agencies. You give the people
that's
what
right.
they need.
That's right.
Big Joe knows.
Yeah. That name sounds familiar. No. Too familiar.
All right, in a sight. Yeah, that'd be great if
that
Joe
be
ever picked up on that, right? President Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, around the world. Give me some Lauren Hardy music there. Lauren Hardy.
All right, let me go find
music.
It. Come on, let me get to it. Hi, dude. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Here, I passed it.
Lauren Hardy, here
oh,
we go.
Wait a second. So impatient. All right, here it is.
Do you know what day it is? Well, of course I know what day it is. February 14th. Yeah.
There you go.
That's the day that the fella came in with a big machine gun and killed everybody. Never mind. That's not what Valentine's Day is about. Well, I wasn't going to tell you, Ollie, but... I got a surprise for you. A surprise? Yeah. I know you want to celebrate Valentine's Day and I wanted to make it happy for you and everything and so I took the liberties of inviting over two girls.
Not
two
them.
Girls? What girls? Well, one of them you know pretty good. I do. Yeah, you're married to her. What? Who's the other one? Well, the other one is that woman. What's her name? Bertha, that you've been fooling around with. What? You invited the both of them here? Are you crazy? Well, I thought maybe you needed a good. A good stimulus. Yeah, money. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Oh. I gotta get out of here. I'm leaving. No, no, don't leave. You can't leave me with the mess. Here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Why don't you help me? Well, I am helping you. I'll give you two girls. I don't want one. You can have them both. Now, be nice to them. Be nice to them. When my wife finds out about Bertha, and Bertha finds out about my wife, I'm going to be on the floor.
That's right.
And I don't think I'll be moving much. Well, don't worry. I'll revive you.
What?
Yeah, I got the smelling salt right here, you see.
Will you put that down?
Now, uh-oh, there's the door. Yeah, now don't worry. Everything's going to be good. The wife will be relieved that you have a girlfriend.
Relieved?
come in.
Oh, darling.
yes, honey. It's me. How long have we been married?
Too long.
Oh. Well, do you know what today is?
Of course I know what today is. It's Valentine's Day. Where's my present?
The present? I got it up in the attic. I'll have to get it. There's nothing up in the attic. The only thing up there is a couple of cobwebs. Shh. Don't let her know that. Uh-oh, there's the door again. And that's probably the other one.
Oh, hello! Yeah, the Valentine! Happy Valentine! Hello. Who is that?
That's Stanley's sister.
Stanley's sister? Stanley doesn't have a sister, you know that.
But I adopted her.
You adopted her? What's going on here? Who is she?
That's my wife.
What? Your wife? You mean you've been two-timing me and my mother and my brother and my husband and everybody else?
Well, he didn't mean it. He couldn't help it. He's got a weight problem.
What did that got to do with it?
Well, it got a lot to do with it. He just eats too many donuts, that's all.
I don't know what's going on here, but somebody's crazy whacked out of their mind. Yeah. And if you don't get her out of here, I'm going to do something that'd be drastic.
Well, you'll be gravely disappointed. Anyway, to the both of you, happy Valentine.
Happy Valentine? I'm going to beat you.
All right, in a sight. The moral of the story is don't ever invite your wife and your girlfriend to your house.
Nope, not at the same time.
Not at the same time.
That's right.
All right, I wonder how many people have actually have done that.
I wouldn't want to know. That wouldn't be a good thing.
I mean, people who... people who want to start trouble. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe people who want to see two girls fight. That isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
You ever see these stupid guys that go to the women wrestling? Stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it too much, but yeah.
They like to see girls wrestle.
Mm.
All right. Insight. Who we got? Anybody on the line?
Maureen, last time I checked, but let's check again.
All right, we got Louie coming up. We got the Gabriel with the toothache. Yeah.
All right, we have Maureen from Queens.
Let's take a call from Maureen.
All right, here she comes.
Brooklyn, Queens, that is.
Yeah.
In a sight.
Hi, guys. Thought I had moved to Brooklyn for a minute.
That's right.
You never know. What did you say, Suzanne? I'm sorry.
You never know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I know.
You never know what's right.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say I'm enjoying the show.
Enjoying
and
the show and
there's an echo for some reason.
I don't know. One of our phones. Probably mine. I don't doubt it.
Oh. Yeah, how's your mom, Susan?
And the same.
She's not waking up.
Yeah. She's not waking up.
No.
Still in the car.
Well, she may still. Don't give up.
I'm keeping on over the weekend the eating stuff, and I'm going to keep trying to encourage her, ask her to bring the music in, whatever I can.
She likes
music by Christy Lane in the past, so maybe that will help her.
Oh, yeah, that might help.
Oh, yeah, we got to play Rosie's song.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
What song is it?
I'm going to look again. Hold on. Oh, no, I can't.
What song is it?
That's all right. I can't find it.
All right.
I was looking
what
all over.
What song is it?
Christy Lane. One Day at a Time.
Oh, I don't know.
Sweet Jesus, One Day, that one. Do you sing well?
Better
than
my country. I don't know it. I don't know that song.
Oh, Louis here. Maybe he knows it.
I'm worried about my mom because now they got a roommate in with her.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. Oh, they don't have it again.
Yeah, I hope so.
They just bring roommates in without consulting people.
Yes.
Well, they bring them back from the hospital.
There's no quarantine there.
No, they don't quarantine. If you get it now, say she was tested when she came in, she's negative. Say she gets it again in two days or whatever, then she'll go and be isolated.
By that time.
I mean, my mom could get it. Thank goodness she got the vaccine. I don't know if it'll help or not. They say...
My mother got one part of the vaccine.
Right.
I don't know. She didn't get all of it, but I'm wondering now if she had that reaction to it. Now I've got that coming on my mind.
Oh, did she only get this way since she had the vaccine?
Starting to lose her cognition. I don't know if there's anything to do with it, but I don't know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you just don't know.
You want to demand an investigation.
Yeah, I will. I want to first get her, see if I could get her stabilized. And then if I can't, believe me, I'm going to look into it more if she passes away.
Because they don't know
such a mess.
How people are going to react to these vaccines.
That's right.
I didn't want my mom to really get it. You know, she didn't really want it, but then they kind of, you know, talked you into it, you know. But
And I was afraid that here's my biggest fear, that they were going to prevent me and her to get together. And it's like it felt like I know this is going to happen. The way they were saying things. You know?
Well, I'm not getting it unless, you know, it's the only way I can get in to see her. But other than that, I'm not going to take it. A lot of people I know are. And now they're rushing the Pfizer one to get it done in half the time. And it's just too much. It's just, I can't listen to anymore, but it's just too much.
Yeah. I know. And, you know, it really disappoints me that I wish I could have worked faster to get my mom out of there, but I couldn't.
How long have I been working on it? I've been working on it 3 years. I mean, I hope this thing that I'm working on goes through because, I mean, our only hope so far that's pretty close, you know, but I don't know if it's...
Yeah.
I have to go take a look at it, too. I'm not just going to go into somewhere, a sight unseen, you know.
Yeah.
you know.
So I have to see if it's good and everything, you know.
Yeah. You know what?
What
you
are
there,
five different vaccines?
Yeah, there are.
Four, I think. Four different ones?
Three. No, five.
Now,
yeah.
I got a question. What are the companies going to do with all the vaccine that they don't sell?
Well, there's a shortage, you know. There's a shortage. We always
there's
have
a shortage,
you know?
People are in need.
Well, they just said today on the news
saying
that Biden got a couple of 100 million doses. He's
you know,
there's
so much, so many different stories. You know, your head goes around like The Exorcist because you hear so many different stories. You know,
like The Exorcist.
It twirls around, and, you know. You know.
Oh, that made me Yeah.
And then speaking of The Exorcist, you know, the governor.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying again before. The chef wasn't.
I like that you got picked on.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let Maureen talk.
I can't hear. There's an echo. Your phone isn't good, or my phone is. There's an echo. It's so hard to hear. They were saying again today that, you know, the ship wasn't used because it wasn't profitable,
mm-hmm.
because there was no money like the nursing homes get when people go in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So then they had the ship, they had the other things, but because, you know, it wasn't profitable, people died. So it's all about the money.
Mm-hmm. It is. I told everybody that from the beginning, that's all
it's
about.
Yeah. Period. Just... So very sad. And Cuomo in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California, and Michigan with the
five
worst Democratic governors that have the worst, you know, deaths and not run right. They said today, those five. Because they're going to, I think some of them are going to be investigated too for the nursing homes.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll testify. Believe me, I will.
Yeah.
Get me there.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Yeah, you know.
Or if they have it via, what do you call, Zoom, I'll do it that way.
By what?
It should be prosecuted, not investigated.
By Zoom.
They should be thrown in jail. I mean, for what he did, he should be put in and be thrown away, really.
Really.
You know?
He should have done what I said. I have a letter to prove it. I gave him.
Mm-hmm.
We gave him. Frank and I wrote a letter, and we gave him advice on to take the people out first. That was the first line. We put that there, and then use them as hospitals for the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But he was an idiot and didn't do that. He was like, "What's their life worth?" That's what he was saying.
He only cares about his life. That's the only one he cares about. Him, himself, and himself. That's the only, you know. Really.
No, but he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite, and I'll tell you why. He's a big hypocrite. He keeps, you know, complaining about Trump when he's just as bad. He really is.
He was worse because
when you told he is. Honestly. But I mean, remember when you told me, you know, I can't believe what a governor did, blah, blah, blah. I said, the two of them I don't like. And all the politics this year, I want to take them and put them in the bowl, the toilet bowl, and flush.
Right.
That's how
exactly.
I mean, he
blamed everyone but himself. And then he lies about it, that he didn't put the mandate in. And then the cover-up of how many people actually died. No, it's too much. He's got to be held accountable for what he did.
Either he's got to resign, or he's got to be impeached. That's all.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Resign or be taken out of office. That's it. You know.
I prefer impeachment, but I don't know if I'll get what I ask for.
Then he can write a book.
Let him quit, and we'll put a dog in there. Dog would do a better job.
Exactly.
Than him, yeah.
I got the dog right here.
Yep, exactly. Mhm. Exactly.
There's the dog who wants the job.
I don't know. Is he barking?
Of governor.
Yeah. He's saying,
in
yeah,
New
right
York.
On.
All right.
Right on, Papa.
Well, I'll let you get on with the show. The
all right, we're
going to
do.
Yeah.
Gabriel's got a toothache. We got to take care of it.
Oh, okay. Well, hope he feels better.
All right,
well,
in
we know
sight.
How it's going to end out.
Okay,
all
guys,
right.
Take care.
We have Louie, though, now.
Around the world.
Take care, guys.
Now, Gabriel, well, what are you going to do about that toothache? Does it hurt a lot? Yeah, it hurts. Terrible. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't drink. I can't get high. I can't smoke marijuana. What am I going to do? Don't worry. Open your mouth. You know what I got here? What is that? That's what they call a dental hammer. A what?
Yeah.
Is that a dental hammer? Well, what are you going to do with that, Cheyenne? What are you going to do with it? Don't worry. Open your mouth. Ah! Well, that appears to be the tooth that hurts. Mind you, I said appears because I'm not a dentist, but I'm trying to follow the. See, I got a book here. See, here's the book. See what it says here. Tap in and around roof of mouth to find decayed tooth. Once you find decayed tooth, figure out how can be extracted. What? Wait a minute. What do you mean extracted? Well, that's what that means. Extracted means extract means to abruptly pull out forcefully any tooth thereof that is prohibited from being next to the other one. What? Well, what does that mean? Now wait, I saw this one time in a movie. See, you won't feel a thing. I mean, you could die, but you won't feel nothing. But now wait, now you see. Now here's what we do. See? You tie this string around your tooth. A string around my tooth? Well, what are you going to do? Don't worry. Just tie it around your tooth, see? And I'll tie this end like this to the doorknob, see? I'm a big guy. I'm a strong guy, right? They call me a bear, right? Yeah, I know that. I know that, Cheyenne. I know it. What are you gonna do? Well, when I open this door, see, and you got the string tied on your tooth. It's in my mouth on my tooth. When I open the door, and I stand over here with my big body. Like this, the big. See how big my body is. I know it's big. What are you gonna do? And I slam this door with all my might. Your tooth is gonna come flying out.
Yeah.
No, don't do it. Please, don't do it, Cheyenne. Don't do it. Well, you want to feel better, don't you? Now. Are you ready? My big body is ready to work. 1, 2, kazoo, 3, boom!
Oh no! There you go.
Where's the tooth?
Where's
the tooth? Gabe, with your tooth. I think I swallowed it. Uh-oh, that's an emergency. We better call an ambulance. I don't want to be responsible.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
he
swallowed the tooth.
That's right.
You know the thing with that is when they did it on it's a classic. Lauren Hardy wrote it, or they originated it. Then Gleason picked it up. You know.
I know.
And when they did it, they always pulled the wrong tooth.
So they had to do it again.
That's the thing, man. You know.
Yeah.
What's so funny about it? All right, in a sight. Frolics.
Mm.
By the way, Monday's a holiday. I'm taking off Monday. Whoever don't like it. All right. Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
All
right.
Take a day off. So we'll come back Tuesday, open mic, you know.
All right.
Let's see. They said on the news that the House of Representatives is working on the stimulus bill. Now, this has been going on for 3 years already. See? Now, they got all the Democrats now over there, and I see what's going to happen. I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to screw it up. Now, the Democrats...
Yeah, that's about right.
The Republicans now are going to start blaming the Democrats because there's more Democrats than Republicans. So now they're going to say, well, you did it. Why didn't you do it right?
Yeah.
You know. Well, they've been talking about this stimulus for how long now? It goes all the way back when we still had Trump,
$1,400.
Yeah. All right. It does. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Had a big reaction today when I talked about Biden protecting people who are denied service dogs, you know, licensed to school.
That's nice.
So I think people are expecting him to do something. And he should.
Yeah.
The President of the United States. All right? And don't let anybody go without protection when their safety is violated.
That's true.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's all crazy. Is Louie on the line?
Hang on, let me check.
Yeah, let's see. I think we got Louie coming up.
Yeah, I know. Let me check.
Louie Rivera.
Louie
the Lip.
On. I just got to see if he's still on, all right? Hold on.
Bring him in. Bring Louie in.
What?
Get him out.
Wait a minute. No. Don't get Louie out. He's a good guy.
Get him out.
Right, here he comes. All right.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story... When I was in Dr. Harold's office, and this woman came in, she's about 98, and she comes in with her driver, you know, rich woman, you know. And she wants to, comes in every week, she wants to go to the hospital, see. And I'm sitting there with my dog, and Harold's going to examine me, and he says to me, Frank, let me borrow the dog, give me the dog. I got to get her out of here. I want the dog to bite her in the ass. I'll never forget that. It was so funny.
I remember that.
I said, my dog can't do that. Well, I need help. Come on, help. Come on. Get the dog.
Help me. Help me. We have Louie.
All right, where's Louie?
He's been on for 17 minutes only. Here he comes. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Here we are.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing? Hey, Lou.
Hi, this is, welcome to the Frolics on Block Talk Radio. My name is Rosanna, talking on the telephone on the blower here, talking to Pat Cooper.
No.
Live from the ladies' bathroom on Inner Sight Studio.
To the wrong bathroom.
The ladies' bathroom.
Yeah. Right here, we're talking
to brought to you by rolls of toilet paper.
Rosanna Dana.
That's right. Here comes the police. I don't have a siren, but that's the best we're going to do.
I don't need no police, man. No. My name is Rosanna Dana, talking to Pat Cooper on the hallway in the bathroom.
Hallway in the bathroom, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then give it
to
everybody.
Yeah, well, you mind if I go to the bathroom before we
them.
Do this show? I got to go to the bathroom. What do you hold me up here for?
Yeah, because you know
bathroom.
Why? You know why? Because you talk to the girl around her disguise of Rosanna Dana. I'm talking to Buffy Casalvo earlier. She wants you to give him love to Buffy Casalvo. And you know, some of you're not supposed to be going to the wrong bathroom, Louie, you naughty boy.
I went in the bathroom, then I go to the toilet, and then there's no toilet paper. What are you going to do? You know? It's a good thing I had a newspaper with me. Now I got the headlines all over my ass.
Newspaper, right. And give him a ding dong to
yeah,
Bob
I know
Cooper
the headline.
With a ding dong in his hand.
Donald Trump gets impeached all over my ass. What are they gonna do now?
Yeah, tell him about Donald Trump and all that stuff. You know.
Somebody's
yeah.
gonna read your ass. That's gonna be interesting.
Rosanna Dana. In the bathroom with
yeah.
no toilet paper. It's a good thing I read the New York Post. Otherwise, I'll be
in the hallway talking to Rosanna Dana, and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look at this. Now I got a story on the other side of my ass. Which vaccine you going to take?
That's
put every needle. Put a needle in the arm, you know. That'll kill the vaccine.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it. Kill all the vaccines. Get rid of them. As a matter of fact, get rid of all
get
the doctors. Who needs them? You know, you go to a doctor. You sit there, put the thing on your heart, your head, your ass, and he says, give me $300. I said, what? What are you, crazy? You should give me $300 what you put me through.
That's true. That'd be nice if we get paid to go to the doctors. That'd be interesting. I'd be a millionaire.
That's a good idea. Why don't we pass a law like that?
That'd be nice.
Did you get paid today to go to the doctor?
I wish I did.
Imagine Rosanna Dana going to the doctor.
Oh, God. Gilda Radner? Funny. Oh, man. She'd be...
And Rosanna Dana, give her a needle, and you need a tickle feather.
Uh-oh. What's the tickle feather for? May I ask?
For tickle all over you.
Oh, so you're going to tickle her all over?
Tickle all over you.
Yeah.
Tie Rosanna Dana to her ankles, tie her up. I take a big tickle feather, lay down, I'll tickle your feet. Lay down, will you?
Oh, I see.
I'd rather go to the biting buzzard than the doctor.
Oh, that's cute. Here she is, the biting buzzard.
90.
The biting buzzard makes more sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lou. Go ahead.
Hello, my name, I'm talking, this is Rosanna Dana, I'm talking to Suzanne Tarazzi Ferrero in the restroom on the Intersight Studio, and is she talking about the tickle feather, tickle my fancy going on at the same time, you know? Hey, Blue, don't tickle my feet.
Hey, we only got a minute left. Give us a little song. Come on.
A quick little song.
Spanish eyes.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, just make sure you got toilet paper in there when you go to the bathroom. You don't want to have the headlines all
right.
over your ass.
That's right.
Goodbye, world.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. In a sight.
Have a weekend.
Bye.
See you next Tuesday. Goodbye, world.
Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.